Well, they lap over the, see like them two right there, and there'd be 2 foot planks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you cut you about a 6-inch strip, and you put over that crack, and you join the next plank to that one, and you put a strip over that one, just keep on down until you get your house leveled up.
Have you ever seen a house that has like one piece of wood and then another over the top of that?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's what?
That's what's called shiplap lumber.
Shiplap?
It laps over like that.
Side?
Mm-hmm. Side. Look side up.
Now, how'd y'all get your water in the old days?
Just like I got a pump out here, I can show you. They drove it, with you get a point and drive it and just keep a coupling a pipe to it, drive it on down till you got to the water, and then they had what you call it, well, it's got the pitcher on it out there, the pitcher pump. You put it on there and pump till you get it prime, that's where you get your water. And some people in this country dug, you know, wells and cased them up and got water.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, any kind of way, other way you get water, would you ever catch it coming off the, you know, water, rainwater?
No, you draw water out of this pump.
Yeah. Some folks would have cisterns, though, wouldn't they?
Some people did have they had these concrete systems down in the ground that catch full of water. And we use, my wife still does, she uses tubs and barrels around the eave of the house, catch rainwater and wash in it now.
The eave,
That's where the shingles come off your house, where you cover your house.
Uh-huh.
The water runs over and runs down there.
I see. You got a house and an L. What do you call that place where it comes together?
You just call that, that's the L part of it right there, where it comes together.
Place where the house, the place where the two come together, you know, and the water runs down. That's a
you'd have to have a spout of outfit there. See, they come together and they all come off of one stream right there.
Uh-huh. And there a little tin place?
Yeah, have a valley. Uh-huh. Calling the water run in there.
And water, how does it get off the house? Y'all have?
No, when it rains, it just comes along. It rolls off.
Do y'all have any things that carry water maybe along the edge of the roof and off the house?
No, I don't have that on mine. Some of them got them.
Those are?
I don't know exactly what to call them things, but they'll carry it from to the end and pour it off at the end of the house in place of letting it fall down outside of the house.
Yeah.
Them is gutters.
Or
gutters. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
But tell me some more about the rest of your house, Mr. You know, what it was made like, what it was built like when you were younger. Can you tell me more about it?
That's about all I can tell you. It was covered with boards.
Yeah.
And it had lathings that you nailed the boards on, you know. You made rafters like this. Well, just like these rafters on these houses now. Well, you put your strips up and down there, and then you rive your boards out. I'll get you some timber out there and rive your boards and start down here and just go nailing on up till you get to the comb of it. Till you get it covered. Go from one end to the other.
And the top of the house?
Top of the house was just like these there. Made just like these. Well, they got flatter roofs now, and the top of the house is in, you know, steep. So if it rained, it didn't leak so bad. Part of this time, when one of them starts to leak, you just well to get busy and go to putting something on it.
Yeah. Did y'all have a room under?